奉耶稣圣名，我们来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study the words of God together.
那我们先来看撒母记上第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母三章第十一节。
First Samuel chapter 3, verse 10.
撒母记上第三章十一节。
First Samuel chapter 3, verse 11.
请你念好。
Verse 11, Then the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do something in Israel, at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.
大家可能很健康吧。
Everybody is probably healthy.
耳鸣好像不是很健康的现象。
But the ears of a nation does not tell how healthy it is.
所以偶尔你翻开报纸说耳鸣什么目眩什么心虚心悸。那就要看名师有什么特别秘方，所以可见耳鸣不是好事啊。
So this is probably not a good sign if you say both ears to hear it.
但是神若做一件事情，听到的人，你耳朵发鸣啊。
But here said when this Lord, what the Lord said, whoever hears of it will tingle.
我们再来看耶利米书第十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 19.
耶利米书十九章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 3.
请你念。
And say, Hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord host, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place, that whoever hears of it, his ear will tingle.
这是神再一次的宣告。
Here the Lord of hosts announced.
作为当时的君王、居民这样的宣告。
He speak to the kings of of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
神要让灾祸临到那个地方。
And he say, Behold, I will bring such a catastrophe.
听到的人耳朵会发鸣啊。
And whoever hears of it, his ear will tingle.
这就是很严重的警告。
And this is a very stern warning.
就是在神的救恩历史里面有两次让人听了耳朵会发鸣的。两件事情。
And this is twice in the history of mankind that what the Lord said, whoever hears of it, his ear will tingle.
那我们这一节，我们来看看到底什么事情让人听了这么震撼。
And so in this section, let's study what is it that lets people hear of it and his ear will tingle.
我们也来听听，我们听了之后耳朵会不会发鸣
？And let us hear of it ourselves and see if our ears will tingle.
我们再看回来那个撒母记上。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel.
圣经有很多好的例子。
In the Bible, there are many good examples.
当然这是让我们学习。
But this is all for us to learn from.
很多人得到祝福，这是正面的。我们从他们的祝福，我们好像也感受到什么恩典。
And from their blessing, we can also we can feel this blessing from God.
但在圣经里面有很多见解。就是一个 teaching。
And in the Bible, there are also many warnings and teachings.
那这些见解、这些警告，也是圣经说也记在圣经里面，要让我们后世的人来得到学习。
And it also records that these warnings will serve as also a teaching for the future generations.
那这两个让人耳鸣的这种宣告，是很震撼的一种警告。
And these kind of warning that tingles the ear is very stunning.
第一个。让人耳鸣的事情，如果我们看《撒母记上》从第一章开始看，这是一个祭司家族败亡的历史。
And if we look from 1 Samuel, we can see that this is what causes this ear to tingle is this the nation of fallen priests.
就是以利家整个家败亡的这个过程。
It is talks about the overall of the failure of the sons of the priests.
在撒母记上，这里的结果呢，就是以利生了一个孙子。
And it talks about the sons of Eli.
我们看那个第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第四章第十九节到二十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 19 to verse 22.
这以利的这个儿媳妇呢，就要生孩子了。
And here, the daughter-in-law of Eli was about to bear a child.
在当时，一个妇人若生孩子，这很大的事情，好像在战争一样。
And when a woman is about to bear a child, it's very big news. It's like a great war.
如果当时生孩子，这是一个好事情。
And if delivering a child is good news,
这是神的祝福。
This is a blessing of God.
如果当时一个妇人生了一个男孩子，
However, when a widow bears a child,
那就更高兴了。
Should be happy.
在那个中东那边的社会，如果你一个女的，如果在当时生一个男孩子，那这个妈妈的地位就提高很多了。
In the Middle East, if the mother has a child, her position is her status is higher.
这个妇人怀孕九个月之后的这孩子要生下来了。
And so this widow here has a child and was about to deliver after 9 months.
那她生下来是一个男孩子。
And she gave birth to a baby boy.
那人家就跟她说：“你不要怕，你生了个男孩子。”
And the people around her said, "Do not fear, for you have born a son."
第二十节
verse 20.
她不回答。
But she did not answer.
也不放在心上。
Nor did she regard it.
世界上再没有一个母亲像这个样子的了。
There is no other mother in the Bible that acted such a way.
当母亲生下来之后，一定会把那个小孩子放在她的胸脯上，让她感觉好温暖。这个小孩子也是她的心跳跟妈妈的心跳跳在一起。
When a baby is born, usually the mother will immediately carry it into her bosom, and both the heart of the baby and the mother will unite.
因为这里的妈妈已经不在乎这些了。
But here, this mother did not answer, nor did she regard this baby.
因为有更大的痛苦压着她。
Because there was a greater suffering in her heart that pushes her.
因为以家伯。
Because her husband.
不是，因为那个时代是以家伯。
以家伯。
以家伯。你看，你继续念下去。
Oh, because she named the child Ichabod.
以加伯就是荣耀离开以色列。
And the meaning of it is that the glory has departed from Israel.
Kabod 在就是荣耀的意思啊。
And Kabod is means glory.
以就是过去了。
E means it has departed.
就说这个荣耀已经过去了。
So
荣耀离开以色列了。
So the whole meaning of this name is that the glory has departed from Israel.
他们本来是有荣耀的。
Originally, they were full of glory.
但是这个孩子一生下来就带着一个咒诅的名字，就带着一个悲哀的名字，带着一个被神离弃的这个记号。
Yet when such a child was born, his name carried on this name that says that the glory has departed from Israel.
So
God has departed.
这个孩子不但背负了一个家庭一个悲剧，并且也是那个悲剧时代的一个象征。
So that it carries not only a sorrow of the family, but it carries as a sign of sorrow for the whole nation.
那这事情是怎么发生的？
And so how does this incident come about?
我们再看回来那个撒母记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 那个是以利的时代。
And that was the time of the priest of Eli.
以利是祭司。
Eli was a priest.
我们一想到祭司，你不要每次都想到传道。
And if you think about priests, do not always refer to priests as the pastors or preachers.
对，他是啊。所以你不要看这个，你在念这个时候，你不要以欣赏的心情看看传道家是不是好坏。
So,
哦，传道又出了个坏孩子，小心传道以后会他家会嘿，传道老了死，儿子也死，剩了一个以加伯。
So we should not relate the priest to the pastors. When you read such a passage, you say, "Let me observe the sons and the children of the preacher."
那个刚刚郑长老在讲，我很感动。
And what the pastor, Elder Zen had just mentioned was that touched me.
他说，因为他感觉强烈感觉他没有爱，所以研究爱。那因为我孩子还小啊，我不这是真的，因为他一讲啊，打到我的心了。
And so what Elder Zen has said, he said, because he did not feel he has love, so he studies love. And for me, I read this passage and I relate to my children and I feel such a way.
因为我孩子很小，我不晓得他以后会不会像以利这两个孩子啊，我有两个孩子啊。
Because my children are still small, so I don't know what the future holds for them, whether they will be bad or good.
我很害怕，所以再看看这个是不是该怎么办呢？
So I become fearful and I study this passage.
所以当传道是自己要很小心了。
So to be preachers, we ourselves have to be careful.
但是不要忘记，我们现在你们都是大家都是祭司。
But we must remember that all of us are now have this status as priests.
这是附加讲的了哈。换下，我们看启示录第二章，第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第六节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 6.
我要使他们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。所以我们都是祭司。
And so here said that has made us kings and priests.
这神召来的人都是祭司。
So all that God has called are priests.
你不信，你再看第二十章第六节。
If you do not believe, let's refer to chapter 20, verse 6.
你记下来就好。在头一次复活的人有福了，圣洁了。第二次死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，跟耶稣一同作王。
Here say, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall become priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign in his 1,000 years.
再看第五章第十节。
And also chapter 5, verse 10.
第五章九节是说，神把我们从天下各族各方，耶稣用宝血把买来了。
And from verse 9, it said that God has purchased us through blood.
那第十节。
And then verse 10.
这是不是讲传道而已，是讲每个人啊，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归神。所以讲到祭司，你不要想到传道，想到你自己。
And so when it mentions priests, we should not just think that it refers to the preachers, but instead it refers to all of us.
那你是祭司哦， so, 你就是以利。
So you are Eli.
好，在那以利的日子。
In the days of Eli.
你也是在侍奉神的。
You also serve God.
当那三章第一节那个撒母记上，神啊，当那些日子。真神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says, in those days the Lord hardly speaks to anyone.
你这个祭司巴巴没有神的话。
That this priest Eli has no words coming from the Lord.
这是以利的现那个他的现状。
And this was the signs of those days.
当然他眼目昏花，看不分明，这是另外一个层次了。
And of course, he has another weakness in that his eyes were dimmed.
我们看三章第十八节。
And let's also look at verse 18 of chapter 3.
人家他儿子做错事了。
His son has done many bad things.
他没有去禁止他们。
And Eli had failed to stop them.
并且神跟他宣告这个之后，说听到你这个灾祸会降到你家。
And when the Lord warned Eli and said that these catastrophe will fall on your house.
十八节。
Verse 18.
三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse
18. 撒母耳就把一切话都告诉了以利，并没有隐瞒。我们看这以利说，这是出于耶和华，愿他凭自己的旨意而行。他好像没有耳鸣啊。
It does not seem as though his ear tingled.
如果他耳鸣，他反应不是这样子。
If his ear does tingle after what he has heard from Samuel, then he will act differently.
没有给他一个很大的震撼。
So it did not really strike him hard enough.
那他儿子做什么？
And so what deeds does his son actually have done?
我们看，就是看十二节，三章十二节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 12.
我指着以利家所说的，到的时候我必应验了，在以利的身上。第十三节，我曾告诉他。必永远降华于他的家，因为他知道儿子作孽，自招作主，却不禁止他们。第十四节。
Verse 14.
所以我向以利家起誓说，以利家的罪孽虽献祭，那个奉礼物，永不得赎去，就是很严重的罪过。
This is a very serious sin that the Lord has mentioned here.
这个是一个很严重的，就是神的惩罚。
And this is a very stern punishment from God.
但是他好像不在乎啊。
But here we see the reaction of Eli as though he doesn't care.
因为这个有原因的。
There is a reason.
第二章二十七节到三十六节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 27.
在这个之前，神已经派神人去告诉他了。
Here already, God has sent a man of God to Eli.
因为他以利的两个儿子，我们看二章十二节。
Let's first look at chapter 2, verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
Here it says that the sons of Eli were corrupt and they did not know the Lord.
他们是住在圣殿的。
They live in the temple of God.
他们可能就天天在圣殿里面。
And every day they live in the temple of God.
你可能也是有时候我们习惯性把孩子带到教会来而已啊。
And sometimes we have this just a habit of bringing our kids, our children to the church.
但是在教会长大的小孩子不一定都是认识神哦。
So not all the children that has been brought up in church are actually knows God.
我讲的教会就是说这个地方啊，而不是说真的在神里面长大。
I mean, what I mean is the place that not to grow in front of the Lord.
你到教会顺便把他带来，然后就让他放鸟吃草了。
That if you, you know, when you bring your children to church, you just let them go run around freely.
你以为说来到这里就自然会好啊？
You think that you come, you bring your children here, and automatically they will be good.
以利的两个孩子是在圣殿长大的。
But here it reminds us that the sons of Eli grew up in the temple.
在神的旁边还不认识神。
That they are right beside the Lord, and yet they do not know the Lord.
并且是恶人啊。
And they were called as corrupt.
所以做得更恶。
And so they were have done many wickedness.
恶到神想杀他。
To the point that God wants to kill them.
第二十五节嘛。
Verse 25.
神说人若得罪神，人啊，有事是审判的。人若得罪神，怎么办呢？怎么祈求呢？然而他们还不听父亲的话，因为神想要杀他们。
Here says that if one man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father because the Lord desired to kill them.
这个一个问题，孩子做错是不是爸爸要担呢？
So is it the question that lies in whether if the children have committed sins, is the father supposed to bear that burden?
圣经没有这样子的哈。
The Bible did not say that.
那爸爸吃葡萄，儿子的牙齿会不会酸？
That if the father eats grape, will the mouth of his son feels sour?
不会的了。
It will not.
因为这个在以赛亚书，在以西结书里面，他们有探讨过。
Because it has been discussed in the book of Ezekiel.
以西结那个时代，他们被掳到外邦了。
In the time of Ezekiel, the Israel were taken captives into another nation.
他们只是说我们受苦，就是我们爸爸他们搞错了。
And the people, the Israelites complained that it's because due to the sins of our father, that's why we are taken captives.
所以他们有一句俗话说。
So there was a saying.
说爸爸吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙齿都酸倒了。
And so they say that the father have eaten sour grapes, and thus it is tasted in the mouth of their children.
神说不是这样子的。
But the Lord replies that it is not so.
那以利他孩子变坏了。
And so the sons of Eli became wicked.
原因在第二章的，我们看二十九节就好。
And the reason comes from chapter 2, verse 29 of 1 Samuel.
撒母记上二章二十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你为何践踏？尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我，将我的民以色列所献美好的祭物毁迹呢？
He said, Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourself fat with the best of all the offering of Israel, my people?
整个关键在这里，所以他也要负担这个他孩子的罪。
So here was the problem, and thus Eli has to bear some of the sins.
因为他尊重儿子过于尊重神的祭司的这个职分。
Because he has honored his son more than God.
尊重儿子过于尊重神。
And that was a big mistake in his honor of his sons rather than God.
他在神的圣所里面践踏神的祭物。
And that in the temple of God, he has kicked against his God's sacrifice and his offering.
所以以利在服侍神呢，是一种习惯性的。
So what Eli serving of God becomes out of habit.
他心里面神是第二了，孩子第一。
In his heart, his children are number one, and God is number two.
这孩子就他就高兴这样子，我没办法了。
And thus he has spoiled his children.
你小孩子从小。他生下来就是这样子的吗？不会的啦。
If he strictly teaches children from when they were little, then their children will not be like this.
因为你把他放在第一位，神放第二，所以他要做什么你就让他做什么。
Because
有的有时候像以利的儿子违反神的命令，你也是让他做。
Because when he has put the sons in the first priority of his heart and put God second, thus he will let his son do anything.
所以在撒母记上第三章十八节，这以利这句话已经 人家说生米已经煮成饭了，已经没有办法。他讲这句话呢，是麻痹并且无奈。
And so when the Lord says in chapter 3 verse 18, we can see that the reaction of Eli has been numbed.
他说神你要灭就让你灭嘛，要打就让你打嘛。
And Eli's reaction is plainly simply thus that, oh, if the Lord wants to do this, let him do it.
他讲这样好像说愿主的旨意成全，其实不是的。
It seems as though what he's saying is let the will of God be done, but it is not exactly thus.
他说这是出于耶和华愿他凭自己的旨意而行。
Here he says,
神如果听到这个会气死、啊。
Here he says that it is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him. If the Lord has really heard this, he would be very mad.
好像一个小孩子给你、哦、弄乱七八糟，他故意的、哦 他晓得是在做什么。
Like a child, if he purposely annoys you and mess up things around him.
然后你说你怎么这样子？
And then
我要惩罚你。
You scold him and you say, why do you act such a way? And I will punish you.
他说我就是这样子，要打让你打，骂你让你骂。
And then his reply,
我看你气死。
His reply,
你拿他没皮条，没办法，就是这样子。
His reply to you it would be that, oh, let you do whatever. If you want to hit me, then let do whatever you want. If he replies in such a way, you will be very mad.
下次还继续还这样做。
And the next time he continued to do so again.
你有时候人生有时候遇到很皮的人，皮到你他，我就是要这样子，那你随便你了，要宰让你宰，要割让你割，我就是这样。
And sometimes we really encounter such naughty people.
嗯，以利服侍神到最后变成这样。
And Eli served God to the end. He becomes in such a way.
因为他在惯性的信仰里面造成了他这个麻痹，最后无奈。
Because out of this, his attitude of this servitude, that he has become numb to the words of God.
So, this is 一个震撼的一个宣告.
So here, this should be one a warning that would tingle the ear.
这是一个祭司主的悲哀.
This is the cry and the sorrow of the fall of a priest.
这可以临到你，也可以临到我.
And this can also fall on us, on all of us.
我们再看另外一个耳鸣吧。
Let's also look at another tingle of the ear.
但是第一次的耳鸣对以利来讲，他有没有耳鸣啊？好像没有啊。
So the first time
we
see that the reaction of Eli, his ear did not tingle.
我们替他着急，他不着急啊。
We worry.
看神怎么办吧，让他打嘛。
We worry for Eli, but it seems as though here he doesn't care.
我们再看耶利米书。
And let's look to Jeremiah.
刚刚是一个家的败亡。
Before we have just discussed the fall of a family.
接下来是一个国家的灭亡。
And what we will discuss now is the fall of a whole nation.
第二次的耳鸣的结果更严重了。
It was the second tingle of the ear is even more severe.
第一次的耳鸣，神是的结果是以加伯。
The first result of the warrant of the tingle of the ear results in the birth of Ichabod.
第二次的耳鸣所造成的就是耶利米哀歌了。
And the results of the second tingle of the ear is the lamentation.
耶利米哀歌，如果你没事的话，你如果很高兴的话，你念它两三遍，你会哭出来的。
It results in in the writing of the book of Lamentation. If you read this book while you are cheerful in a you will, after two or three times of reading it, you will begin to cry.
第二次的耳鸣是写下了哀歌，唱出一代的悲哀。
The second tingle of the ear results in this whole generation, in the whole generation, the crying of the whole generation.
我们看耶利米书十九章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 19.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的话向犹大的君王跟耶路撒冷的居民叫他们说要听。
Here it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O King of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem."
神要把灾祸临到那个地方。
That the Lord of hosts says that, "Behold, I will bring catastrophe."
听到的人耳朵会发鸣。
And whoever hears of it, his ear will tingle.
那为什么呢
？So why is it?
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为他们和他们的列祖，并犹大君王离弃神， 并且将这个地方看为平常。
And as verse 4 said, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense to other gods.
把神圣所看成平常。
They see the temple, the sacred place of God, as just a common place.
是第一点。
This is the first point.
再来，在这里向素不认识的别神烧香。
And second is that they have burned incense to other gods.
然后又使这地方满了无辜人的血。
And third is that they have filled this place with the blood of the innocents.
就是他们把圣所看成平常，就他们很骄傲了，就是无所谓这个地方，他们不把神看在眼里。
They have treated the sacred place as a common place. They do not even have in their eyes there is no God.
第二，他们拜偶像。
And second is that they worship other foreign gods.
第三，在那里他们强暴欺负人。
And third is that they are very violent and they have shed many bloods.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他们又见巴利的丘坛 好在那个火中烧自己的儿子当作那个燔祭献给巴利。
And that they also built the high places of Baal and burned their sons with fire for burnt offering to Baal.
就是他把他们儿女献给偶像。
They sacrificed their children to idols.
所以神要灭那个世代。
Thus God wants to destroy that generation.
但是神的这个宣告也是有他原因的。
But here we see the warning of God, there is also a reason.
其实神老早就一直要宣告这个让人耳鸣的这个事实啊。
The Lord has long past wanted to say these words.
并且神一直在警告他们。
And continuously the Lord warns them.
我们再看第十七章24-27节。
Look at chapter 17, verse 24 to verse 27.
这里是神警告他们。
Here the Lord also gives warning.
叫他们要守安息日。
That you must keep the Sabbath day.
说如果你们守安息日的话，国家会太平哦。
He said, if you keep the Sabbath day, the whole nation will be in peace.
并且人民也会生活安舒啊。
And that everybody will come back to the city and remain forever.
大家也会到圣殿里面去做礼拜啊。
And everyone shall come to the holy temple to worship.
27节。
Verse 27.
你们若不听从，不听从我，不以安息日为圣日，人在安息日担担子进入那个耶路撒冷的各门，我必在各门中点火，这火也必烧毁耶路撒冷的宫殿，不能熄灭。
And here verse 27 said, But if you do not heed my voice to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the city of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched.
安息日应该为圣的。
We shall keep the Sabbath day holy.
那个安息日他们还是照样的担担子。
But here on the Sabbath day, here the people continue to work.
把神的圣地污秽了。
And they have defiled the holy place of God.
把神的圣殿看成平常。
And they have seen the holy temple of God as just a common structure.
那个时代是一个没有守安息日的时代。
So that generation is a generation that do not keep the Sabbath day.
因为你不守安息日是不尊重神的。
And because you do not keep the Sabbath day, you do not honor God.
因为安息是神的日子。
Because the Sabbath day is the day of the Lord.
在圣经，安息日不是你的。都是神的。
In the Bible, the Sabbath day is not yours, but it is the day of the Lord.
安息日，神已经说我的安息日，他是好心把它给你，你不领情，那神就有时候只是摇头而已。
In the Bible, it says that this day is the Lord's, and that He just gives us this as a blessing, and if we reject it, then He will be mad.
好，再来，他们拜偶像。
And next is that they worship idols.
并且也把自己的孩子献给偶像。
And they also sacrificed their children to idols.
但是这些罪恶本来有一只手在挡着。
All these sins originally there was a hand that stops them from doing these things.
耶利米歌是谁在唱的？
The book of Jeremiah, who actually wrote it and sang it?
不是，耶利米歌是谁先唱的？
Who was it that first sang the Lamentations?
是耶利米啊。
It was Jeremiah.
耶利米为什么唱哀歌？
Why is it that Jeremiah sing these sorrowful songs?
因为他不带祷啊。不带祷啊。
Because he do not 带祷。
替人家祷告。
Because he do not pray for others.
这是一个关键啊。
And this is a concept.
我们现在来看第十五十耶利米书十八章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 18.
十九章我们刚刚念到了这个让人耳鸣的宣告是十八章之后的。
And what we just read, the words that tingle the ear is after chapter 18.
如果我们看耶利米书一开始呢，耶利米一直代祷。
If we see in the beginning that Jeremiah continued to pray for the people.
神老早说你不要祷告了。我不听他们。
And the Lord continuously answered and said, "Do not pray for the people. I will not listen."
那耶利米还是祷告。
However, the prophet Jeremiah continued to pray.
这个你可以看十四章。
You can see in chapter 14.
十第七章。
And verse chapter
7. 十五章我们现在没有什么时间了哈。
And chapter 15. Because we don't have time, we will not go into.
神说你不要祷告，他还是祷告。他说你不要再祷告，他还是祷告。但神都没有。愤怒没有倾泻下来，只是神说我要生气了，但是有一只手堵着神的生气，不能下来。
Here we can see that God continues to reply to Jeremiah that do not pray, for I will not listen. And so we can see this invisible prayer of Jeremiah stopping the anger of God.
那在这个耶利米代祷的当中呢，那些百姓一直气他。
And during this period of time where Jeremiah was praying for the people, the people of Israel was angry with Jeremiah.
耶利米这个代祷的时候一直撑着。
And so the hands of Jeremiah continuously try to stop God's anger.
我们看十八章第十八节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 18.
这百姓就来说了，说来吧，我们可以设计谋害耶利米，针对他。因为我们有祭司讲律法，智慧人设谋略，先知说预言，都不能断绝啊！来吧，我们可以用舌头击打他，不要理会他一切的话。
Here, verse 18, they say, "Come, let us devise plans against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the words from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words."
他们用话要把耶利米击倒。
They want to attack Jeremiah with their words.
并且不管他，不要理会他，并且意思说你耶利米是多余的，我们不用你啊。
And they will try to ignore Jeremiah and say, "You, Jeremiah, are useless."
我们不需要你。
That we do not need you.
祭司我们也有，智慧人我们也有，先知我们也有，我们样样都有，不需要你啊。
They say that we have the priests and we have the counselors and also the those people full of wisdom, and we do not need you.
讲到这里，这个耶利米受不了了。
And when they have said this, Jeremiah can't take it no more.
十九节。
So verse 19.
他就开始讲了。
And so thus speaks Jeremiah.
人家不理会，他说神啊，理会我。
No one will listen to Jeremiah, but here Jeremiah cried to the Lord and said, "Heed me."
说神啊，你听听看他们怎么对我讲。
And he said, "Listen to the voice of those who contend with me."
二十节，他们真是以恶报善。
They say, evil, shall evil be repaid for good?
他们挖坑要害我的命哦。
For they have dug a pit for my life.
哎，他求神理会。
And he hopes that God understands.
好，第二个。
The second point.
说求你纪念我怎样站在你面前为他们代求。他想起，我以前替他们祷告到这样子，他们还是这么刻薄。
And he said, remember that I stood before you to speak good for them.
然后第三个，第二个祈求之后，他说，要使你的愤怒向他们转消。第二十一节。
And the third point is to turn away your wrath from them. And then verse 21.
接下来他有几个愿望。
And then he has several complaints.
第一个。
First one.
愿你将他们儿女交在饥荒一刀剑。
Say deliver up their children to the famine.
愿他们的妻无子。
And pour out their blood by the force of the sword. And their widows becomes widows.
接下去都是他求神赶快施行公义啊。
And so here, Jeremiah asked God for justice.
然后在这个愿愿愿之后呢，他还跟神说你不要，二十三节。
And then, however, after these complaints, verse 23, he says, "Do not."
说神啊，不要赦免他们的罪孽。
He said, "Do not forgive their iniquity."
也不要从你面前涂抹他们的罪。
And nor blot out their sin from your sight.
要叫他们在你面前跌倒。
But let them be overthrown before you.
二十三节最后一句，最后一愿呢？愿你发怒的时候惩办他们。
And then the last words of verse 23: Deal thus with them in the time of your anger.
耶利米自己也讲了。
Here, Jeremiah even spoke of these words himself.
他说他以前怎样站在神的面前代求，挡住神的愤怒。
He said previously he has stood before the Lord and has turned the anger of the Lord away from the Israelites.
在这之前，神的愤怒一直要倾泻下来。
Before this, the anger of the Lord, well, the wrath of God was about to pour upon the nation.
神不是不公义啊。
God is not injustice.
整个国家是耶利米用手顶住的。
But the whole nation was supported by the these two hands of Jeremiah.
但是他现在这个代祷的手变成控告的手。
But now these two hands of prayer of Jeremiah have now turned to the hands of accused.
我们绝不会替人家说，我说啊，宣布代祷，绝不会说啊，神啊，我为他代祷，让他遇到车祸，不会的啦。
We will never say that.
没有这种代祷啊。
There is no such a prayer that you say, "Oh, I pray, O God, to you that he encounters some kind of accident."
Yeah. 那控告的呢，就是像魔鬼一样。
Now to be accuser is like like Satan.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十一节以下。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
这里所记载的说，没有人可以抵挡我们。
He said, "Who can be against us?"
魔鬼就是抵挡啊。
The Satan is the one who is against God.
三十三节
，verse 33.
没有人控告我们，魔鬼是控告的。
And who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Then is Satan.
因为魔鬼，你看他在控告那个约伯嘛。
Because we remember that Satan accused Job.
那魔鬼抵挡耶稣亚嘛。
And that Satan also stopped Joshua.
魔鬼经过阻挡、抵挡、控告之后，魔鬼就定罪了。
And that after he have accused, he will state their sins.
但是这刚好跟耶稣相反的。
And so this is opposite of Jesus.
我们看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
谁能定我们的罪呢？有基督已经死了，从死里复活，现今在神右边也替我们祈求。所以耶稣从复活之后，现在每天都做什么？ 有一个小孩说，耶稣有没有猎狗可以玩啊？不然耶稣好无聊。耶稣天天替我们举手在那边代祷了。
After Jesus Christ have resurrected, he has continuously make intercession for us. And there was a kid that asked, if he has, what does he do in free time with if he does not have no Lego?
我们从启示录也可以看出来，那个启示录第十二章。第十节，那个魔鬼是昼夜在神面前控告我们的。
And from Book of Revelation, we can see that the Satan continuously accuses his the God's elect in front of God.
对一件事情，你可以代祷，也可以控告。
For one situation, you can either make intercession or you can make words of accusation.
这个人需要代祷，需要祷告了哈。
This person needs intercession.
你可以说神啊，他虽然有错，但是神啊怜悯医治他。
You can say that, "Oh Lord, he has some wrongdoings, but please forgive him."
这是代祷。
This is a prayer of intercession.
你可以替一个人祷告说：“神啊，他那么健康，但是他天天到教会来就是骂人，神让他生个大病。”控告。
Or you can be an accuser in such a way that, "Oh, he is healthy and he constantly say bad words, and so please punish him."
控告是魔鬼的。
The accused is from Satan.
代祷是耶稣的。
Intercession is from Christ.
有时候人受不了了。
Sometimes man can bear no more.
耶利米受不了。
Here Jeremiah could see that he can bear this no more.
我们看他在之前很用心的代祷哎。
That we could see before this time here, he prayed for the people.
神两次说你不要祷告了。
And God has told him twice that do not pray for the people.
这些百姓我要揍他们。
He said, "I will repay these people for what they have done."
其实神不是真正的是这个样子。
However, truly that God is really not like that.
有个太太。
There was
一个家一个妈妈了。
There was a mother.
她从来没有打孩子过。
She has never hit her children.
有一次他很生气啊，孩子在气的，他说，他跟他先生说：“你不要抓我，我要打他们。”
And then
那他先生说：“我根本没抓你啊，你站在那里，我站在这里。”他就说：“你不要抓我，你不要抓我，人家没抓他。”他先生说：“我根本没抓你啊。”他反而笑起来说：“你好坏。
”And his mother would And this mother would say, there was one day this mother was really angered by her child, and her husband was right next to her, and she wants to hit, she said, oh, restrain me from striking our son. And the father said, I'm not even holding you.
神在这之前就有向耶利米讲过，不要再打了。
And so here, God likewise have told Jeremiah not to pray for the people.
但是耶利米一直在打。
But here, Jeremiah continuously prayed for the people.
后来他好像受不了人家这样子这么刻薄。
And then till one point that Jeremiah can hold this no more.
所以他带到的手放下来。
And so his hands of intercession have been withdrawn.
变成控告的手。
And his hands has become one of the accuser.
所以整个国家就败亡了。
And thus the whole nation perished.
这个我们来看以赛亚书。
And let's refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十九章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 15.
以赛亚书五十九章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 15.
说诚实少见。离恶的人反成猎物，那时真神看见没有公平，甚不喜悦。十六节
，verse 16，
他见无人代求，那个无人拯救众，那个要划掉，那个是虚线，就是说那翻译的人自作聪明加上去的。
Here on verse 16, that there was no man. This is not included in the original.
请你念一下。
Verse 16, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor.
对，这神很大的震愤啊，神很大的生气，神很大的惊奇。
Here, God is, he was very angry.
神很诧异，很这里很诧异，很惊奇的，很 surprise 就是了。
That God is very surprised.
神说。他神看见无人代求。
That here that God sees that there is no man that makes intercession.
神要人代祷啊。
That God likes people who intercede for others.
但是没有人代祷。
But there is no intercessor.
神就好像那个妈妈一样，拜托撞我一下，这是假装说撞我一下。
God is like that example of that mother that said, "Oh, restrain me from my anger."
啊，其实神是慈爱的。
Actually, God is merciful.
他不想打。
He does not want to strike.
但如果你说我又没有抓你，你去打吧。
But if you say, "Oh, I did not even, I'm not even restraining you. You go ahead and hit your child."
以赛亚这个时代离耶利米是蛮远的咯。
Actually, the time of Isaiah is from the time of Jeremiah. There is a great length.
这时候神已经在诧异说，以后没有人代祷。
Here, God is already saying that in the future there will be no intercessor.
以赛亚之后才耶利米，不是吗？
After Isaiah comes Jeremiah.
耶利米代祷的手转成控告的手。
The hands of intercession of Jeremiah becomes the hands of an accuser.
我们如果把以赛亚当成一个预言的话，神事先讲好了，说神说没有人代祷。So, 真的到耶利米那个时候，耶利米没带到了。
So we can treat this verse in the book of Isaiah as a prophecy, and that in the future there was no intercessor because the hands of Jeremiah, the prayer, had become an accused.
我们再看这事情过后，我们再看那个以西结书。
And after this, we also look at Ezekiel.
以赛亚书之后，这时代也是这样。以赛亚书之后，在耶利米，耶利米之后，在以西结，以西结他所记载都是被掳之后的了。
And from after the time of Isaiah comes Jeremiah, and after Jeremiah comes Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is a time where the people were taken as captives.
我们看以西结书二十二章三十节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 22,
三十节
，verse 30.
这时候国家已经灭亡了。
Here the nation of Israel has already been destroyed.
如果我们念历史的话，那个国家灭亡死得很惨啊。
And if we read the history, we could see that that nation perished in a very dramatic way.
你要晓得死得多惨，你就念那个耶利米哀歌就晓得了。
If you want to see how drastic it is of their destruction, you read the Book of Lamentation.
那以西结这边做一个回顾了。
And here Ezekiel tells about the restoring of a nation.
再回看一下历史，到底为什么发生这事情？
To reflect back to why this has happened to a nation.
三十节
，verse 30.
神自己说了，我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口堵防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。31节。
Verse 31.
所以我将恼恨倒在他们身上，用烈怒的火灭他们，照他们所行的报在他们头上。这是主真神说的。
Verse 30, so I sought for a man among them who will make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I shall not destroy it, but I found no one. Verse 31, therefore I have poured out my indignation on them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord. But God was looking for someone.
找一个人就好。
To find just one man.
但是找不到啊。
However, he found no one.
找一个人来站在破口，没有人。连最后的耶利米祷告的时候，他撑住那么久的时候，到最后怎么？他放弃了。
He is looking for just one man to stand the gap before the Lord and behalf the land, and the man Jeremiah who was originally this man has withdrawn his hand. So he, Jeremiah, was the first who sang the songs of lamentation. So in the Old Testament, Jeremiah wept the most. And because he has, he did not continue to intercede for the people. We cannot say that Jeremiah is wrong because he is at this extreme point. He is a good man. But at the end, he cannot continue to intercede for the people, and thus the nation perished.
在以赛亚书，神已经很诧异了，很惊奇了，没有人代祷。
In the time of Isaiah, God was already surprised to find no one to intercede for the people.
以西结的时代，神在做一个回顾，说实在是找不到一个啊。
And then Ezekiel, God reflects back and say, there is truly no one that I can find.
我们在服侍神的当中，就好像耶利米一样，你可能是一个先知。
So when we work for the Lord, we may be a prophet, like Prophet Jeremiah.
整个教会，整个神的事工，可能放在你手上。
The whole work of the church and the holy work may be in your hands.
你也可能受很多的攻击啊。
And you may be attacked by others.
你也可能受很多的冤屈啊。冤屈啦，冤屈。委屈啦。
Oh, and you have suffered much.
你要亲人，人家说你怎么养我儿子啊？你抱人家儿子来要亲他一下，你说嘿，不要乱咬儿子，口水这么脏。
When you want to hold the baby of another, and they accuse you of taking away their child and saliva over their face.
在教会常常服侍你，可能有这种感觉吧。
And sometimes when you do holy work, you have such a feeling.
我们常常遇到说啊，算了。
And sometimes we will just
吃力不讨好。
Sometimes we just give up and we say, forget it.
你这样一讲过来呢，你本来是。代祷的时候变成控告的时候。
And once you have given up, this hands of yours of intercession now becomes the hands of an accuser.
那一个一个放下他代祷的时候，整个教会就好看了。
And if every one
哭的是你第一个哭啊。
And if every one of us have withdrawn our hands of intercession, become hands of accuser, then this is big trouble.
我们应该是不会的。
We will say this is not happen.
我们还是坚持到底的。
That we will pursue to the end.